welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today I think you even said host wrong. With me today.
Doesn't anybody care about Sid the Shaw?
We got Ron with us today.
That's me.
That's my co-host. How you doing?
You know, we're having a hard time with words today.
Words are
reading
hard.
Can we just look at pictures and tell you what's happening in the pictures today?
I think that's kind of what we normally do.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we're on the second issue of the Silver Surfer arc, issue number 14. If you'd like to check out our previous covers, check out our last episode.
Have we ever done Silver Surfer before?
No, this is our first time. I wanted to do his beginning, like when he popped up in Fantastic Four, but the issues of Fantastic Four we hit, we're already past that.
So we can be like backtracking.
Well, we are going to go, during our winter, December, January, whatever, we are going to hit the origins of every character Marvel DC character.
Yeah.
We've already hit. So
nice.
Surfer will pop up. We'll actually get the Fantastic Four.
Are we just going to do like one shots for each of those?
Yeah.
And then do them all together like in a like assembly of.
What do you mean?
Well, like, we're just doing the first issue they show up in, right?
Yeah, their first appearance.
Okay. See, I didn't know if we were doing the first issue or if we were doing the first story arc.
No, just first appearance.
Okay, excellent. So we can just, like, we could probably read all those in, like, a certain time and then just, like, pop, 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 pop. Like,
yeah, basically.
That's going
to
be awesome.
I mean, I counted up today. We've got 12 to choose from. Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Flash.
Spider-Man,
Surfer, Fantastic Four, X-Men.
Cap.
Captain Marvel. That's 10 right there. Teen Titans. I think I was going to roll.
Did you say Swamp Thing?
No. And I think I was going to roll Robin in with like Batman maybe. Because I know Flash is going to have two. Jay Garrick Flash.
Oh, yep.
And then regular Flash. We haven't done any Green Lanterns, but that'd be like two or three right there.
At least.
Yeah, so like we got 12 already. We may do more. We've got plenty. We'll get that in the future. We'll see. But let's go back to Silver Surfer today.
Oh, yeah, Silver Surfer.
So it starts out with Surfer flying above the Earth. He is one thing that was put on him,
previous to what we've read.
Yeah, correct. Galactus kind of basically binded him to Earth.
He was mad at Silver Surfer because Surfer decided not to be his herald anymore, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, "Fine, dude, then you can stay on this miserable little shithole."
Yeah,
and he puts him in a bubble.
Yeah, he can't get out of Earth, basically. But he's flying around Earth. I think he likes to test his capabilities of getting out.
It's like a dog with an invisible leash or an invisible fence.
Yeah. And so he sees these two meteors flying above Earth, about ready to collide, and he says that it would make a hydrogen explosion, and it would destroy everything down below, on Earth. So he has to use his power cosmic to stop them.
There we go. Yep.
But what ends up happening is that because he blew up both meteors, all the fragments, like one of the fragments hit him.
And he expended too much power to protect himself.
Yep. Went flying back down to Earth and lands in the harbor in New York somewhere.
Probably around Queens.
Who knows? It's possible. We cut over to this kid who is watching Captain America on TV. I think just an old, serial TV show. and he also is a big fan of comic books. But his dad is like, "You're a loser, son. Go out here and do this."
Literally. He's like, you could always, go out and do something other than sit here and, play with comics and dolls.
Yeah. So he basically sends him to his room for arguing, which he really wasn't arguing, but, parents in the 70s. Whatever.
Assholes.
And while he's sitting there staring out his window, he sees Surfer, who is now up and out of the bay, flying on his surfboard, but he's all a little groggy. He has no idea really where he's going. And he's like, "Silver Surfer! Oh, it's a Silver Surfer! It's a real-life superhero! Dad! Runs off. Surfer flies away.
Okay, this part right here. go ahead and, I guess, say what happens.
Okay, so while he's flying away, we pan over to Spider-Man, who is swinging through the city because that's what Spider-Man does.
That's what Spider-Man do.
That's what Spider-Man do. And he ends up accidentally thwipping onto Silver Surfer's board.
Okay, so this is what I wanted to say. In later issues, like, you know, when we actually get more advanced where things just aren't expected to work out, they say that the reason why, like, Spider-Man never catches, like, loose crenellation when he's, you know, swooping through the city, or like how he's never, like, pulling bricks out of the buildings and stuff, is because his spider sense actually guides where he shoots his web.
That's what I always thought.
And when this happened, I'm like, all right. Anyways,
this is written by Stan Lee too.
I know.
Just so you know.
Oh, I know. No, I know. I'm just saying. Like, I'm just so glad that they've advanced things beyond the point of just, like, normal. Like, everybody just accepts that things work.
Yeah. And they actually they give a loose explanation, but it's a believable explanation.
Exactly.
So, but yeah. So Spider-Man attaches on the Surfer's board. Surfer's just like, wait, what's going on?
Who's this costume figure clinging to my board? And he's like, hey, it wasn't my idea, man. You went in the way of my web.
Because that's how that works. And they end up just kind of start attacking each other because Spider-Man's a jerk.
Oh, no. First off, right here, Spider-Man's like, hey, dude, just take me back to the rooftops. And Surfer's like, no, all you costumed assholes are bastards, and I'm just going to bring you up here and drop you to your death.
And I mean, okay, we didn't read the first 12 issues.
Fuck you, dude.
Basically, yeah. But we didn't read the first 12 issues, and, I mean, we could thumb through in the book.
Yeah, I didn't.
I didn't do it on the Marvel app either. But, like, every costume person he's come across has not been pleasant to him, outside of Fantastic Four, because that's the first people he met, and they were the first ones to show him compassion. And this is his first meeting with Spider-Man, and Spider-Man just hitches a ride, and then it's like, hey, what are you doing? You did this to me. Blah, blah, blah. Just do what I want and whip you in the face with my web, and I'm going to be pissed off too.
Yeah. Well, I'd have been pissed off if I'd have been swinging through the city and somebody was swung through with a surfboard and, you know.
All right, Spider-Man loyalist over
That's
here.
That's right. No, I'm not saying Spider-Man's not a dickbag through the rest of this.
Because
he is. Oh, yeah, I don't know anything about you, so I'm just going to beat the hell out of you.
And that's one thing I didn't like. Because
that's not a Spider-Man thing. Exactly.
So, like, this whole issue, it's these two fighting. I mean, I'm just going to cover it up.
Yeah.
It's really a quick issue. These two fight basically all across the city. The kid gets in the way after his dad just kind of
ignores
him. At one point, toward the end of the fight, they're literally in the middle of the street fighting, and Surfer's like, you know, screw this. The National Guard have been called in, and they're using their guns and tanks and everything on Surfer. Surfer calls his board. The kid happened to be
sitting on the board, I think.
Yeah, like earlier on, Surfer
had parked it on his rooftop because, again, he just leaves his fucking surfboard wherever he feels like it. You know, hey, this thing's like, you know, the Batmobile in Tim Burton's. You know,
actually, we'll get to a point in when we get the Batman comics where Batman leaves his car, the Batmobile, wherever, and ends up getting his tires hijacked off it. That's how we met Jason Todd post-crisis. Yeah, we'll get to that story. So the kid hops on the surfboard. It's like, oh, this is really cool. Surfboard goes flying to Surfer because he calls it, and he notices that the kid's on the board, so he has to project his aura to protect the kid while still getting shot at, and then everybody sees, oh, he actually is a hero, and instead of actually helping him up, they all walk away. Spider-Man included, he's like, oh, the Surfer actually is a good guy. I don't know what I was thinking. Why did I fight him? This was not Spider-Man. This was not Spider-Man.
Exactly.
Like, this is, especially being a story written by Stan Lee.
And knowing
Spider-Man is Stan Lee's baby.
And knowing that Spider-Man is the person that always
And
knowing that Spider-Man is the person that always gets, you know, shit on by other heroes because they're always like, you know, and then he does the same exact thing. And I know there's a little part in there where he says, man, I treated him just like everybody treats me.
Yeah, he mentions it, which doesn't help anything.
No. It was disappointing. Like,
yes.
The way that that right there was poor. It was just a way of
poor editing.
Yeah, well, that it was just a way of connecting a big name to a smaller name.
Well, and this series, this is the first Silver Surfer series, It only say lasted that five times fast. First Silver Surfer series. Just first Silver Surfer series.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really hard. That's a really bad thing to try, ask a guy with the lisp to say that.
I know, that's why I did it.
I
had faith in you that you could do it, all right?
Well, I tried. And it only lasted 18 issues. Like, by the end of this, we don't see another Silver Surfer volume until, like, the 80s.
Oh, damn.
So, I don't know, and that really is confusing, especially when we get to the end of the book. So, I don't know why...
He just wasn't popular enough to maybe push this.
Well, and I also know that the first six were, I'm going to say quarterly. Like, they were like 52 issue or 52...
Page?
Yeah, page issues. But they were like one-shots almost. And they came out like every 3 months.
Oh, okay.
Maybe every 2 months. But...
So it wasn't a regular...
Correct. And then they made it a regular with seven. I think issue seven. And then they went for another year. And it just, I mean, it's, I did enjoy.
They're not bad. Yeah, they really aren't bad. Like, but like I said, this issue right here was mostly, I felt like they were just trying to throw a name in to. Yes.
Well, not just this issue. I think this whole last arc.
I guess that's true. Yeah. Because
we have Fantastic Four popping up.
Yep.
We have S.H.I.E.L.D. popping up.
Yep.
Mephisto.
Yeah.
That's just Mephisto. And we have Inhumans popping up. Like. Okay, you're trying to get this character to be relevant. Throw him back into the Fantastic Four.
Yeah,
that's
no
where
shit.
He was relevant.
Exactly. But anyways.
Yeah, but yeah, that's really this issue. Good issue.
Yeah.
But it just ends with Surfer being disregarded.
Nobody likes me.
After everybody attacked him, and it's just like, oh well, he is a good guy. Let's just leave him. Yeah. I'll be honest. A lot of these issues gonna be quick reads because these were quick reads.
They really were quick reads.
Quick coverage, quick reads. So we'll end it here, I guess.
Works for me.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Silver Surfer story.